The student paper of the University of Oregon this week launched a project aimed to restore public trust in journalism. The goal is also to show the community how reporters do their jobs. KLCC's Rachel McDonald spoke with two student journalists at the Oregon Daily Emerald.
Francis O'Leary is coordinator of equity and inclusion for the Oregon Daily Emerald, and Michael Tobin is editor-in-chief. I asked O'Leary to explain the inspiration for the Trust Project.
A few months ago, there were two controversies across the nation. One was at the Harvard Crimson is their student paper, and the other was at the Daily Northwestern at Northwestern University. And in both cases, the reporters followed journalistic ethics in their reportings, but still faced backlash from student activists. And Michael and I actually got into a little bit of an argument on Twitter about this, but because of that argument, I started sort of examining the cases more, and I came to realize that though the journalist had done their job, in quotation marks, they had done their job, it's not enough just to be a good journalist. You have to give people a reason to trust you. They're not just going, they don't owe you trust. You owe them a reason to trust you. So after that, we started deciding we needed to work on it. We needed to do something about it to try and remedy any sort of lack of trust and get ahead of any controversy that we would have. So that's where the idea for the Emerald Trust Project came from.
And Michael, what's your take?
I think we kind of had maybe at the beginning a bit of like a philosophical like difference in kind of like approaching how these two controversies were, you know, portrayed and just kind of like analyzing them. But I think like what came out of that was something that was really beneficial for like the entire community and our newsroom. I think that it is correct that we need to do more to reach out to our community and say, here's how we do our job. These are kind of the steps that we take in our reporting process. And just kind of like basically opening up that kind of like black box of journalism that's like, here's how you take a story from pitch to publication, just showing all of the processes. Because there's so much distrust right now and people aren't sure how journalism works that I think we really have to kind of like state the obvious or what we think is obvious, because there is a lot of misunderstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I think the climate has changed in that the way that journalists are viewed has changed a lot, has kind of deteriorated, especially with the current administration. So do you think, I mean, it's interesting that you took the tack of it's up to us to earn trust, as opposed to, oh, they just don't understand what journalism is.
Right. I think that other parties, like you said, the current administration has really undermined a lot of trust in the news media, and they're going to continue to do so. And continuing to not respond to that and just say, well, we're doing our jobs isn't enough. We have to, you know, it's a battle of ideas, and we should sort of bring ourselves to bear against that and really try to be a force of good.
Did you want to respond to that, Michael?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, this is our community. It's our community on campus, and this is ultimately the student's newspaper. And I think that in the past, we haven't done a good job of kind of reflecting all voices of the student body and letting students speak for themselves. And I think that, you know, now is the time where we have to recognize our faults and like find a way to be proactive about fixing that in the future. So ultimately, yeah, we have to be like a little, you know, self-critical for sure and admit to past shortcomings, but there's no reason why we couldn't change that.
So you had an article that talked about the project. That's kind of, I guess, the first step in terms of a public, you know, this is what we're doing. What happens next?
We published an editorial on Monday about the Trust Project, and on our website attached to that editorial, you can find the five steps that we have currently that include a Meet the Emerald event, which is an event where reporters will be available in public. We're going to have free food for anybody who'd like to come by, and we're just going to chat, and people can talk about issues that they have with our reporting or things that they would like to see reported on or anything that really concerns them or interests them about reporting. And it's going to be a sort of low stress, no barrier situation. And that's one of the five steps. Another one is just having an email address where people can say, hey, I think this would be a good idea. And the five steps that we have now are, like you said, just the beginning. We have five more that we're just going to slowly roll out over time as the reporters in the newsroom sort of build that muscle of making sure that they include how they got their information and so on and so forth in their reporting.
Francis O'Leary is coordinator of equity and inclusion, and Michael Tobin is editor-in-chief for the Oregon Daily Emerald at the U of O. They spoke with me about the Emerald Trust Project. Their Meet the Emerald event is on January 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Falling Sky on campus. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.